Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the earth. I have to say, I never get tired of saying that. As you've probably guessed by now, I am an angel. My name? Well, my name isn't important, but what is important is why I'm here. I'm here to share with you some of the stories of Christmas. You see, around the world this Christmas season, millions of people will celebrate the birth of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. And the celebrations are as varied as the people are. But don't take my word for it. Please, allow me to show you. That is, after all, why I'm here tonight. Let's begin our journey in Africa, where the fact that Christmas falls in the middle of summer does not detract from the celebration one little bit.
Taking mountain to the
Hallelujah! I'm sorry, but hearing the redeemed sing praises to God, there's no sweeter music to my ears. Christmas praises can come from halfway around the world, or from just west of home. Excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest. Buona Jesu. Lord Jesus. Yeehaw! How do you say, we praise you, God? We thank you for the season of Christmas, for this time of joy and family. As you load into your car this Christmas, or as you sit by the window awaiting the arrival of those you love, don't forget who gave you this time. Don't forget who gave you this family.
Traveling to that familiar address.
It's one of God's greatest gifts. But not everyone gets to be with family or even at home at Christmas. This world is riddled by war and doesn't cease for a day on the calendar. Well, not usually. The following true story, well, it speaks for itself.
Across the sea, on Europe's shore, 1914, the First World War. A blood-soaked field saw troops engaged. For weeks on end, a battle raged. The Germans east and the British west, and between the two, nothing but death. Low was hope and high was despair as winter's chill filled the air. Their trenches dug, their supplies near gone, gave proof this fight had waged for long. And weary soldiers on either side were thanking God just to be alive. The battle raged with no reprieve, that is, until the day of Christmas Eve. When British soldiers swore that they heard a familiar tune, but with German words. British soldiers echoed the song, singing loudly back in their own tongue. What followed that was stranger still. The soldiers stood and crossed the field. They laid down their arms and began to sing songs of the birth of their true king. And peace won out. And war withdrew for the blessed day of the Christmas truce.
Who could stop a war? Who exists that at the very mention of his name, fighting would cease? Who is this Prince of Peace? Come with me. Come with me now to the manger. There were many stories surrounding Jesus on that night. His mother Mary, the shepherds, the innkeeper. But I'd like to invite you to shift your eyes to Mary's side, to the frightened young man beside her. His name is Joseph, and he has been tasked with a very, very difficult job. Thank you.
understand why you'd use her to bring your son to the world. But what I don't understand, what doesn't make sense, is me. When there are so many others who could serve you faithfully, how can I be a father to a king? Lord, I just don't know why you've chosen one like me. Take my hand and just show me what to do. Help me be a father just like you. How would you have me to raise him? There's not much I know. What can a carpenter teach that will help a king grow? But I will give him my best. I will follow wherever you lead, wherever you lead. And though I don't understand, I will serve you faithfully. But how can I be a father to a king? Lord, I just don't know why you've chosen one like me. Take my hand. Please show me what to do. Help me be a father just like you. Patient and kind, merciful and righteous, I will give him my best. And when he's old, outstretched. How can I be a father to a king? Lord, I just don't know why you've chosen one like me. Take my hand, please show me what to do. Help me be a father just like you. Help me be a father just like you.
It seems our time together is nearing an end, but the story continues in each and every one of you, this Christmas and the next, and all year long until our Lord returns to write the final chapter of the story. His is the grandest story of all, the story of birth and new life, of salvation and grace. Merry Christmas to you all, and may you never forget the true meaning of Christmas.